Hello, St. Petersburg! Hello, Tampa Bay! Hello, all you local beaches! Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete! This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next! Welcome to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We are coming to you live, as we do every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete.com.
.com?
I was kind of waiting for everybody to chime in there, .com. Mm-hmm. So here we are. And why don't we just get right to it? I'll go ahead and introduce everybody here in the studio. Across the table from me, as always, is my little girl, Hannah Claire.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey. To her right is my blushing bride, Stephanie.
Hello.
Hello, my dear. And to her right is my boy, Ty Ginn.
Hey.
Hey. My name is Mark, and I'll be your host for the next couple of hours here on this magical mystery tour that we call the Happy Hour Show. So let's see. Hannah Claire.
Yes.
Well, Hannah Claire had a baby.
Yes. Yeah. A fur baby.
A fur baby. She didn't actually have a baby. She got a baby.
I adopted a baby.
Adopted a baby. Tell us about your baby.
He is 4 months old.
Yes.
He's a hound mix.
Yeah.
Very large breed.
Very large puppy.
And his name is Dude.
His name is Dude.
My dude.
He is the dude.
The dude.
And he is with us
in studio.
He's wandering
live in full color.
Is Tilly also in here?
Yes, she is.
Okay, so you might hear some scuffling.
There might be a little issue, maybe.
They do play quite a bit. hopefully, they play nice.
Yes. And if you hear anything crashing,
it's the dude.
It's the dude.
So, Hannah Claire, you moved out of the house, how many months ago?
Go ahead.
2 months ago?
Yeah. About 2 months ago, yes.
And you, when you moved out, you had a boyfriend at the time.
Yes.
That has since ended.
Yes.
That whole situation has ended. So you're basically at the house by yourself. So you thought that you needed a companion.
Yes.
So you go out and you get yourself the dude.
The dude. Yes. Well. See, before that, I wasn't after the boyfriend. I wasn't necessarily alone because Ty and Jack had left their cat with me.
Oh, right.
For me to take care of their cat.
Right.
And then conveniently.
Oh, during the storm.
Yeah. When I brought the cat to the safe house for Irma.
They decided.
Yeah.
To keep the cat.
Conveniently, they're like,
son back.
Yeah. You know what? You're not having him back.
Right.
You get to be totally alone in that house.
Okay.
And I was not having it.
Yeah, well.
So I changed it.
No, I totally get it. I can't stand to be alone.
No.
And, you know, I'm sure he is filling every moment.
Yes.
Because he is a puppy.
Yes.
And puppies do puppy stuff.
Yes. That is for sure.
As a matter of fact.
Exhibit A on the floor.
He just did a little puppy stuff on the floor.
Yes. He did.
He made a little puppy puddle.
Thanks, Mom.
It wasn't a puddle.
Oh, it was. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're getting a smell now.
Yeah. You're right. Here it comes.
Here it goes. Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't he do that outside already?
Outside.
No, he peed outside. He wouldn't poop.
All right. So anyway, Hannah's got a new puppy named Dude. He's 4 months old. He is a hound mix. He's got the big floppy ears and the great big paws. He's going to be a great big hound dog.
He's a healthy pooper.
Yeah. they said at the shelter that he looks like he might have some Great Dane in him.
Oh, no.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, no. I am so excited. So I want him to be huge.
So the little surprises that he leaves on the floor and in the yard are going to get even bigger.
Bigger, yeah, and
man-sized.
Bigger.
Nice.
Yes.
We got to get him trained up quick.
I'm a little worried, though. He's got kind of stubby legs. I hope those grow. I hope those get longer. His legs are a little stubby.
You think?
I don't know.
I think he looks normal.
Yeah.
For a 4-month-old.
All right.
We thought that about Ty, too.
Yeah, that's true. Well, see, I wasn't around for that. So.
Well, if he grows into those feet.
I hope he does. I want him to be huge.
It's going to be an experience.
Uh-huh. So, anyway, last Saturday, we went over to a Foo Bar downtown St. Petersburg to see Ty's band. And what are you laughing at?
Nothing.
Is there another problem?
No.
Not yet.
No.
Just
Foo Bar was such a great night.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Well, we won't go into all that.
It was very fun.
Hannah had her own agenda there, apparently, or other people at Foo Bar had their agenda with Hannah.
That makes it sound terrible.
We won't go into it. Anyway, so Ty's band Deceptive Intruder played, and I thought it was a good night. There wasn't a huge crowd.
It was a pretty good sized crowd.
It was a decent sized crowd, but not as big as you would want. Or even expect. I mean, some of your latest shows have had much bigger crowds.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I was hoping that being downtown in St. Petersburg that you'd get a much bigger crowd. But
yeah, I don't know. It wasn't our best show. We didn't have the crowd we wanted. The sound guy was less than friendly.
Yeah. And, I mean, you didn't have your hair up or anything like
that. And it was a small stage, which you guys are more... you guys need more room because you're more of a production.
Yeah, you do
a
lot more
stage.
Animated than a lot of bands. You do a lot of moving around on stage.
There's
and stuff
a lot
like
more
that.
Room on the floor in front of us.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I saw that picture on Facebook today. Yeah. Nobody. I mean, we were all there. I mean, there were people there. It's just that we weren't that close to the stage.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like a lot of the regulars, they weren't really into it.
Well,
they had that terrible like techno weirdness playing after you guys that even the regulars didn't even seem to be too into that. No one was moving. Yeah. No one was even like bopping their head or anything.
Well, the band that came on after you guys, Bloodbath and Beyond, I thought they were fantastic.
They're always good.
Yeah, very good. So anyway, now when's your next show?
October 14th. At Brass Mug.
Cool.
Playing with Lich King.
Oh.
That's a national band. It's going to be expensive.
Lich or Lynch?
Lich.
Lich?
Like Litchfield.
Yeah. Oh,
like the prison?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is
this the one where you're all dressing up? Or no, that's going to be...
No, we have two costume shows.
Okay,
nice.
Cool. So it's going to be kind of guarish.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, did you see the guitar I'm working on?
Oh,
no,
awesome.
I didn't see it. I was in here working on the show. We will definitely have to get some good video of your next show, especially if you're going to be wearing costumes and stuff like that.
Yeah. Definitely.
One of the things I want to... Oh, my God.
Dude.
Dude, you cannot bite the microphone.
Yes.
Sorry, everybody. He was crying, so I picked him up.
So, one of the things about videoing your shows is I kind of made the mistake of telling Grandpa Ron that I was going to video your show and that I would send it to him. And when he did not receive it immediately after the show, I mean, I got two or three calls.
Death threats.
I even got a threat of being dope slapped because I had not sent him this video yet. And it's like, I mean, it's almost as if these were like the Watergate tapes. You know, it's like, it's a tape. You know, it's like, I felt like saying, I have sent you some still pictures of him on stage. Take that and bounce it up and down. Now you can see what it looks like in action.
Yeah.
You know?
It's and wave it really fast in front of your face.
Right. Yeah.
And what you have to keep in mind is Dad doesn't know how to send it. So
yeah. I mean,
and usually with videos on your phone, you can't just send those in a text message.
I tried to send
it's
it.
Too big.
Well,
yeah, it's
I tried too big. To send. Well, yeah. See, this particular video that I took was only like a minute and a half, something like that.
Yeah, well, but it's still too big.
Yeah, I feel like you can only send like a 15-second video through a text message.
Oh, right,
you're gonna have to like email it to him or send it through like an MP3.
Yeah. We did email it yesterday.
I had to compress it.
No response whether or not he got it or not. So after all that, I still don't know whether he got it. You know,
you should start blowing him up.
I'm starting to lose sleep over it. It's like, oh my God, did he get the video? Did he get the video? Or, you know, it's like,
he's coming to get you.
Yeah, right. He's going to drive down and see it himself.
Don't slap
it's
you.
It's just a video. Take it easy. You know.
Oh my goodness.
But FUBAR was a lot of fun. Really had a good time.
I thought so too. Yeah. We ended up staying quite a long time.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I think that's probably because it was downtown St. Pete as opposed to, you know, over in Tampa, like at the Brass Mug or down in Sarasota at that other place we went to.
Right.
Kelly's.
Yeah.
And I liked Kelly's.
Kelly's was a cool place. And
it had the best sound.
The best sound.
Yeah,
ever.
The best sound. Right. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so before every show, we try to do a, you know what, before I mention that, why don't I go ahead and mention the fact that if you want to call us at any time during this broadcast, you can do so at 727-498-0502. If you just want to play along or if you want to straighten us out on some facts, well, we don't ever give facts, but if you want to tell us the real story, you can always give us a call at 727-498-0502. If you're are shy about calling into a radio show, you can always tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1.
Yes.
You can do that. Are we even going to mention the Happy Hour 100?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm too broke to pay it.
Oh, well, that's up to you. I do have questions.
Okay.
I could use it.
For it. So
all right, well,
if anybody needs $100 and knows anything about current
right
events,
here.
We have a little thing
God
called
this
the
guy.
We have a little thing called the Happy Hour 100. And basically, if you call into the show, same number, 727-498-0502.
498-0502.
Okay. Stephanie will give you three very easy questions. If you answer all three of them correctly, you will be the winner of 100 schmackerels.
Schmackerels.
Hey, man, I could use it. I've been making
100 schmackerels.
You can't call in, Ty. That's one of those things.
Well,
I don't like that rule.
That doesn't work for me.
Why are we exempt?
Because you're on the show.
But I need 100.
Then I suggest you call another show.
No one else is giving out $100 that easy.
Yes, they are.
Listen to the radio.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you might have to rub the phone on your privates or something like that. I mean, I've heard that.
Weird.
You might have to smack yourself in the head with the phone. I've heard that.
Oh, God.
You know,
it's
you
a
might...
phone. You can just... Hit it on the counter.
You might have to make fart noises or something. I mean, you have to do something. They make you always try to make you do something ridiculous.
That's true.
Here on the Marco Radio Happy Hour show, all you got to do is call in and answer three easy questions.
Three easy peasy questions.
Three easy questions in the form of a queef.
Gross.
You got to burp your answers.
Oh, man.
Yeah, let's make it a little bit more difficult, Steph.
Okay. Whatever.
More creative.
Yeah. So
entertaining.
So anyway, before every show, we try to do a pre-show dinner, and we went to one of our standby favorites this evening. We went to Daly's Burgers here in Seminole.
Yes.
And, you know, you can't really get a much better burger than Daly's. However... here in the recent past, we have had some burgers that are fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
One that comes to mind is that burger that you can get down at the Berg
restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
The deadly one.
Oh,
that
thing
one
is
amazing.
Just phenomenal. The Berg is located right next door to the Hideaway Cafe on Central Avenue, downtown St. Petersburg. But fantastic. They make a burger down there that the bun is two cheeseburgers.
No,
that have
grilled
bacon.
Cheese.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Two more cheeseburgers.
The bun is grilled cheese
just all
sandwiches
burgers.
With bacon in them. And then you can get a double or a single burger. And I don't know what they're doing to flavor their meat, their ground beef, but it is phenomenal. I think they have the best tasting burger in town.
That is a sandwich with two grilled cheeses.
Yes.
Two grilled cheeses with a burger in it.
Yeah. Well, hey, one of the things I noticed, though, we went there right after the storm Well, not right after, but a couple Saturday, days. Saturday.
Before
after.
Before the FUBAR show.
Yeah, before the FUBAR show. And they kind of cheated us on our grilled cheese sandwiches.
What?
Yeah, it was like the bun was you know two pieces of bread instead of four.
Right.
It wasn't like a whole grilled cheese sandwich on on
yeah,
top.
Yeah, they
full,
were
you know
conserving it's probably a little
some,
healthier.
Conserving some bread.
Yeah. Well, that's not cool.
Well, maybe they ran out of bread because of the storm.
I don't know.
Food rationing.
Anyway. Exactly.
But anyway, tonight we went to Daly's, one of our favorites here locally.
Yes.
And like I say, Daly's. Do we have the address for Daly's?
We do. Daly's is located at 10754 70th Avenue in Seminole.
Okay.
And if you want to call ahead, which they're very happy to take your order ahead of time if you want to pick it up and bring it home, their number is 727-392-0200.
All right.
Today's special was the blue cheese burger. And I didn't know if I had any blue cheese fans,
yeah.
So
yes.
I wasn't sure, so I didn't.
It.
I didn't get those.
I like
went
a
ahead
blue
and got
blue cheese dressing on my wangs. But I had a blue cheese burger one time in Richmond when I was younger, and it almost killed me.
Yeah. So we just went ahead and got the Daly's double,
which is still awesome.
Which is awesome. And
always,
then they're fresh fries.
They have a quad.
Yes, they have a quad.
So here's something interesting. I saw this article in the paper. And then on top of that, I heard an interview with this guy. His name is, what's his name here?
What's his name?
Come on now.
Jeff Gigante. And this guy is with the
he's big.
Chichio restaurant group.
Yeah.
So one of the largest restaurant groups here in the Tampa Bay area. And what he's trying to do is bring to the Tampa Bay area this burger that's called the Impossible Burger.
Oh.
Has absolutely no meat in it at all.
What?
But it looks like, tastes like, smells like, has even sort of a bloody juice like a regular juicy burger. It's amazing.
It's just a rice cake.
It's a whole bunch of stuff. It's made from all natural stuff. Let's see. It has in it. It has
cow's natural. I think.
Potato protein in it. It has wheat protein in it. It has coconut oil minus the coconut flavor. Provides fat and the coconut provides fat and heme gives it the minerally beefy flavor. It's got a bunch of vitamins in it. It's got B1 niacin, B6, B2, B12. It does have gluten in it.
What's,
so if you're gluten-free, forget about it. It's not the burger for you. But the reason that they're trying to come out with these burgers is because here, like agriculturally, the numbers that agriculture takes up in the world are staggering. It says, first of all, let me just say that 50 billion burgers a year is what Americans eat.
Yeah.
50 billion burgers a year. And that makes up for about 3 burgers a week per person. Now, obviously, I don't eat 3 burgers a week.
I'd like to.
Well,
You had a triple tonight.
Yeah,
so. And then you had a double last Saturday.
Not too far off.
No, not too far off.
But what's happening here is they're trying to come up with beef substitutes.
Yeah.
All right. Because agriculture uses 30% of all land and more than 25% of all freshwater on Earth. So that means growing of the food to, feed all of the cows and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's taking up that much room and all the water.
Yeah.
And the methane gas that the cows produce.
Right.
Now, listen, this is staggering.
Cow farts.
The methane gas emissions is more than all the cars, trucks, and trains, ships, and airplains combined.
Jesus.
Just from the cows.
Mm.
So they're trying to reduce all that stuff.
They need to quit feeding them beans.
Yeah, why are they so gassy? Is that normal?
I don't know. I mean, they eat a lot of hay and stuff.
Apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Have you been around a cow and it farted?
No, but I mean,
with these staggering numbers, you'd think it would happen all the time.
Oh, I'm sure it happens constantly. Think about Tilly.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she's not even eating hay.
She's eating sawdust.
She's not even chewing her cud. You know, I mean, she's farting up a storm over there.
Jeez.
But anyway, this guy, Jeff Gigante, is going to be bringing these Impossible Burgers to the Tampa Bay area.
What's the texture like?
It's just the same? Like a burger.
Are you sure?
Listen, they say that all the time.
I was listening
to this interview today, okay?
Cauliflower mashed potatoes were supposed to have the same texture as well, and they did not.
The host of the show may have been user error. The host of the show that I was listening to was Ian Beckles, a former Tampa Bay Buccaneer, okay?
And he's all about food.
He's all about barbecuing and things like that.
Yeah.
He tried one on the show, loved it.
Well, he's a Buccaneer. He's used to losing.
There was no losing. Stop. This is a win-win situation, Ty. There's no losing about this.
What I like about it is if we were ever in a position where we had to kill our own food to eat meat.
I don't even know where tacos live.
I would have to become a vegetarian because there's no way I can kill something and eat it.
And then eat it.
So if we can come up with a burger-flavored soy gluten patty, I'm all for it.
Well, look, I have tried some of those vegan burgers, and they're disgusting.
They're terrible.
Oh, no, I love those. But black bean burgers?
I would be willing to try this. And so when they are actually here in town... I'm going to get us some.
Yes.
And I tell you what, I'm going to do it. This guy, this Jeff Gigante, said that his kids are very persnickety, like you two.
So he brought some home,
grilled them up, because his kids love burgers, and then after they ate them, he broke the news to them, and they were like, oh my God.
And they wanted another one harder than they ever had.
Yeah, we wouldn't be able to tell them for several days.
Yeah.
Thanks for your rice cake.
Look at the picture. That's a picture of it. Does that not look like a burger? That doesn't look like one of those hockey pucks that are the vegan burgers. I mean, that's a real deal there.
Are they vegan, though?
I don't know.
Do they have any meat byproducts?
There's no meat in it at all.
You said it has like a bloody-ish juice?
It's juicy.
What is that?
I don't know. It's not blood, obviously.
It's got old dew in it.
Yeah, but what is that?
It's whatever they... There's some flavoring in it.
It's cockroaches or something. I don't know. We'll try them.
Well, this is taking off. It's taking off out west. As a matter of fact...
Well, they're all tree huggers.
Well, a lot of Silicon Valley executives are investing in this company. What's his name? Gates. He's invested like $75 million in the...
Bill Gates, right.
Oh.
Yeah, his, well, I was thinking...
I thought you were talking about this guy. Sorry. I just read his name.
He's into it.
Gigante. Yeah.
Jeff's into it.
It's all right. I'm telling you, when I can find them, when they're available to us, I will sneak them in on you and you won't even know.
So they're healthier.
Impossible burgers.
Impossible.
Well, yeah. Are they healthier for like people, or are they just healthier for the environment?
Right.
I read off all those vitamins that are in it. You think all those vitamins are in meat?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they have a lot less cholesterol, a lot less calories.
Yeah. Fat.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, you could put all of that in a sponge, and that doesn't mean you should eat it.
Ty's got a point.
But a sponge doesn't have the meat texture, Ty. Now you guys are making me mad.
We'll try, though.
I tell you what, I'll go gather something up in the backyard and make you eat it.
I'm sure the dude will produce something.
I can make an impossible burger for you.
You may not have to go as far as the backyard.
Yeah. The dude provides.
Yeah. All right, should we take a quick break?
We can.
I'm going to dope slap all of you.
Okay. Well, don't dope slappy.
I don't know where Grandpa Ron got that term, dope slap, but I'm a little offended by it.
He's watching Boardwalk Empire.
Well, first of all, if he says he's going
to
give you a dope slap, he's insinuating that you're a dope.
Yeah.
Right? And then,
or he's going to slap you with some dope.
And then he's coming with the whole violence thing. It's not only are you a dope, but now he's
going to hit you.
Verbal abuse.
And it just sounds like it's going to be in the face. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
slap you with a roll of 20s or something.
Anyway.
Well, don't dope slap the dude. He's laying down. I think he's asleep.
Yes, finally. Right. Well, he's tired after that big poop.
After he's pooped on the floor, he bit the microphone.
Yeah. Sorry.
He's had a day.
Tested it all out.
Chewed up that foam pad over there.
Sorry.
Oh, the things we do.
Got yourself a winner there.
I know.
Anyway. All right, everybody. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. We're going to take a little bit of a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Mother Nature.
Ooh.
Here we go.
No secret, I don't care. Gonna shine it out everywhere. I love my baby, hot, cold, fast, and slow.
Everybody, we are back. That's one of my favorites, Keb Mo. And the reason I played Keb Mo is because he and Taj Mahal are going to be in town at the Palladium on September 26th. So that's kind of cool. They're going to be playing this concert in support of their new album, a joint album called Taj Mo.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. So I like that.
That's what, Tuesday?
Whatever the 26th is, it's at the Palladium, which I'm not even sure where that is. Is that Tampa or St. Pete?
St. Pete, downtown St. Pete.
Cool. I would like to get tickets to that.
Okay. So, busy week.
Mm-hmm.
Busy week.
That week in particular?
Yeah, this coming week.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's the 26th. The Creative Loafing Party is Wednesday the 27th.
Oh.
So I don't know if we're going to
crash
the... Oh, by the way, Asylum won.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, we won something.
Yeah.
Oh, you got the email?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So do you get to go up on stage?
They should let you go up on stage and accept.
Yeah, he's thinking about it, yeah.
And let me go up with you with my Marco Radio Happy Hour show.
We'll carry the banner.
We'll throw out bumper stickers to the crowd.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
We'll crash this thing.
Oh, well, in that case, I was going to say, if anybody won, let us know. Because I haven't gotten our tickets yet, but I will.
Uh-huh.
If somebody we know one, we'll go and support.
There's a reason.
Now I guess I need to go buy tickets. So that's Wednesday night.
All right, so maybe we won't go.
Tuesday night, Wednesday night. I have a meeting Thursday night. And we have something planned for Friday. All right. This coming week is
well. Let's not go.
Packed.
Let's not and say we did.
Okay.
Let's not go.
If we could take the whole week off work, right. I'd be great. Mm-hmm.
All right. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. If you want to give us a call at any time during the show, please do so at 727-498-0502. Before the break, I said I wanted to mention Mother Nature, and I have a question. Is she pissed at us?
Yes. I think so.
I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
You know what? 2 weeks ago, we had Irma.
Mm-hmm.
In the past week, we've had the earthquake in Mexico City.
Yeah.
An which is frightening.
That yeah. one, yeah, terrifying.
Maria just destroyed Puerto Rico
yeah.
after being hit by Irma, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, right. 100% without power.
I think, and they're saying that they won't have power for months.
Yeah. Right.
It destroyed their entire power grid.
Right. Yeah. Everything.
Unbelievable. Can you imagine how frightening that is?
Yeah.
I mean, how...
And how hot it is.
I mean...
And no shelter.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so much is destroyed.
How beaten down do you feel, like, if, you know, 2 weeks ago you were devastated?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people didn't have power from Irma
right.
still.
So when they Maria didn't really hit. Know exactly where it was.
I mean, people around here
unless
freaking out,
radio.
Not having power for 2 days, three
yeah.
days.
Yeah.
Now, some people around here, I think everybody by now has power.
Yes.
Yeah, but there were some people that went longer than a week without
oh, yeah.
power.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, Lori.
They had Pinellas County all on, from what I heard, on Monday. So that yeah. was a week.
Well,
later.
Remember last week during the show, Lori tweeted in or texted in that she had just gotten her power
right.
during the show.
Right. And see, a lot of people lost their power Sunday evening mm-hmm. as the storm approached.
Right.
So if you were one of those people that lost their power, you know, early evening Sunday
right.
and then didn't get it back until the following Monday afternoon,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's rough.
Well, that sucks. And now if you're faced with... the possibility of not having power
mm-hmm.
for months.
Months, yeah. or running water.
You got to leave.
Yeah.
I think you
yeah.
got to leave. You can't
yeah,
stay there.
Yeah, what do
there.
You do?
Yeah.
You got to come here.
Well, and then also this week, there was an earthquake in Los Angeles.
Right.
And another one in Japan. There were three earthquakes this week.
I mean, insane.
Insane. And then Maria, mm-hmm. right behind Irma,
right.
which was right behind...
Jose.
Didn't Irma...
And what
Irma
was the
like,
one that hit Houston?
Harvey.
Harvey, yeah.
You know,
right, I didn't even mention Harvey.
Harvey and Jose was just sitting off the East Coast,
yeah.
creating waves and inclement weather.
So what do you suppose it is? I mean, what's why all of a sudden all this at once?
I don't know.
It's all right on top of each other. Well, Ty, there was a guy... Mom sent me a video that I did not get a chance to watch of this Yahoo is saying that tomorrow,
the world is going to end tomorrow.
Tomorrow, the world is going to end.
In whose time
Sunday.
Zone?
No, well, Sunday, it gives us another day. That's
yeah,
cool.
That's cool.
Well, the 23rd, I guess it depends on time zone.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're saying September 23rd, which is tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
Based on, you know, not only the Bible and the Old Testament
right.
and...
Wouldn't you like to get a hold of that guy? It's like you wake up Sunday morning, he predicted Saturday was going to be the end of the world.
Yeah.
And just slap the shit out of him.
Well, you might want to wait until Monday.
Dope slap him.
Wait until Monday just to be sure we've gotten through all the time zones.
Yeah, right.
You know, you don't want to dope slap him.
Preemptively.
Yeah, right, with an hour left mm-hmm. in somebody's time zone of Saturday.
I mean, not only what we've dealt with... over the last couple of weeks with the hurricanes, the earthquakes, but then think about the sinkholes.
Yeah,
yeah sinkholes. Right.
What is going on?
And the fires, weren't there, like, wasn't
yeah.
all of one state just on fire? Like,
I mean, another sinkhole opened up on Tuesday somewhere in, like, Apopka, which is around Orlando.
Mm.
I mean,
well,
not a huge one like that one a month or so ago, but this one was still 25 feet wide and 15 feet deep and swallowed half a house.
That's enough.
Yeah.
And one opened up under an apartment complex in Orlando when Irma hit
mm-hmm.
on, like, Monday, last Monday.
What's the scariest? Is it the hurricane or the earthquake?
Oh, I don't know. Because
Earthquake could set off a volcano.
Or a tsunami.
Tsunami, right. Yeah. I think, the scariest is probably the earthquake, because I don't think there's any way to tell. I mean, there's no, like, pre-warning. It just happens.
There's no week of preparing and get your water, your house.
Don't they take those, like, seismic readings?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't tell me that everything is calm and then all of a sudden 7.1 earthquake.
That's how it is.
I mean, it doesn't build up.
They can't
Did you go to
register
geography?
the buildup, right. The pressure. You know, because they don't know where the pressure point is.
Right. Sometimes they'll get smaller tremors, but that's usually a T-Rex.
Yeah. That's usually after the big one.
You know, I think about, the death toll in Mexico City, where that earthquake, that 7.1 earthquake happened. The death toll now is up to 273, and they expect that to go way up.
Yeah.
Because buildings just completely crumbled.
Yeah.
Can you imagine going to work Tuesday morning?
No.
You go to work, you get yourself settled in, and now your building is collapsing.
Yeah.
And now it's on top of you.
Yeah, right. You know? And you're just suffocating.
That's got to be a horrible, horrible way to go. I mean, of all the ways to go, I think being crushed to death has got to be, mm-hmm. I mean, that's right up there with like, burning to death.
Yeah. Ugh.
What's worse?
Burning. That's slow.
Yeah, burning sucks.
That takes way too long.
I've heard though that you go into shock and you just sort of blank out. But I mean, how do you know?
Right. Who'd you ask?
Who told you that?
Yeah. Yeah. How do you know? How do you test that? Drowning sucks too.
Oh yeah, I couldn't imagine. That's a terrible feeling too.
I just
falling to your death.
Oh yeah, falling. Falling's terrible.
Yeah, right? I couldn't.
But being I would hate to be, because I'm so claustrophobic, like if you're in a building and it collapsed and now you're stuck under this rubble.
Yeah.
And it's like, let's say your arm or your leg is pinned and broken and hurting.
Yeah.
And you can't move.
Yeah.
And you can't see the sky because all this crap is on top of you. Yeah. Nobody can hear you.
Right.
You got to wait to be dug out. Or die.
Or not be dug out.
127 hours.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is.
That's gross.
Or chew your arm off.
Yeah.
Mm. What was that guy that, remember the hiker?
Yeah that's what
127 hours.
Yeah, but he didn't chew his arm off. He had a little
pocket knife.
Yeah.
That wasn't very sharp.
Yeah, that movie is ridiculous.
Oh my God, yeah.
When he was like cutting through the fucking or friggin' tendons.
Right.
Ooh, they made it real. They made it too real.
Boing, boing.
Like everything was like, freaks me out.
I would just die.
Done.
I'd have the knife.
Kill me.
I would get to the point where it's like, okay, the only way out is me to cut my arm off, and I would get so freaked out by that that I would throw the knife.
Yeah.
So just to keep yourself from trying.
If I got the nerve to do it.
Right.
I don't have the knife anymore.
Yeah, can't do it.
It's not enough.
I just can't do it.
Just start slamming your head on the rock behind you until you go.
That option is gone now. It's off the table.
Yeah.
I have had to poop for a long time.
Yeah, right. Right. What do you do? Ugh.
They left that part out of the movie.
Yeah.
Hey, one of the things that I read an article.
The only thing they left out.
I read an article about, here we're talking about all of these natural disasters and things like that. Well, people, through media, are subjected to all of the horrors of all these things.
Right.
So a lot of people are like, sensory overload. They have a lot of anxiety. Some people even, experience like a PTSD.
Yeah.
From just being exposed, even if nothing's really happening to them, but just being exposed to so much
destruction, fear.
People get completely whacked out.
Yeah.
Right? So then I read an article today about this. Have you heard about this sensory deprivation tanks?
Yes. Yes, I love those. I want one of those so bad.
I think you're out of your mind.
Oh,
I couldn't do it.
I would love to spend
I couldn't do it.
Like an hour in a sensory deprivation tank. That to me sounds like nirvana.
It?
Yes.
It's pitch black.
Yes.
Terrifying.
It's like half full of water.
You're right. Floating. You're floating.
In salt water. It's warm salt water. Yeah, it's like body temperature salt
and
water.
And heavy salt contact.
A thousand pounds
yeah,
of salt.
Yeah, because that makes you float.
Right.
Yeah.
So basically, you're floating on your back. Half your body is submerged. The top half is out of the water. You're floating there. Pitch black, no sound.
Mm-mm.
I would be freaking out.
Yeah, oh, I would love it.
I'm out. I can't do that.
Pretty cool.
No.
I mean, how cool would it be? It almost takes you into a different dimension, is
right.
What people are saying. It's supposed to have healing powers.
Yes, I'm sure it does. Stop yeah. Your brain from spinning.
I don't know that it would make me any less anxious.
I think it would make me more, and I think it might make me go literally insane.
I think so, too. I mean, it's like
$50. I would be trying to fill the void.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like $50 an hour to do this. There's a place up in Tampa called Sacred Floats and Gems. And you can go do it there. Now, I don't have an address for this place.
Yeah.
But the girl who wrote the article... we got a little dog fight going on here.
Getting a little rough in here.
Yeah. The girl that wrote the article about these sensory deprivation tanks, her name is Laura Riley. And if you want to contact her, she'll give you all the information.
I will definitely do that. I would love to do that.
It's lriley@tampabay.com, or you can give her a call at 727-892-2293. She tried it. She dug it.
Oh, to me, that is, like I said, nirvana.
I think it would be a very cool experience if you didn't have to be in the box. Can't they do it in a swimming pool?
No, see, I don't like dark? I don't like the pitch black and no sound. That's what freaks me out about it.
Yeah, right. Because
and the box. Well, I mean, I could float. I'll float all day. But
I would like to see if I could I've never been able to float on my back. You see those people that go to the pool and they can just float on their back for hours. I've never been able to do that.
No.
You and Tilly.
Yeah, I just
me either.
Sinkers.
I don't know what it is. But I would like to feel, they say, well, okay, so it's pitch black, so no sight.
Right. Yeah.
No hearing. So then it would seems to me that all of your other senses would be enhanced. So to me, that doesn't seem like it's very...
Calming. Yeah.
It seems like you'd be on overload.
Yeah. Is there a smell about it?
With all that salt, you would think it'd be kind of sulfury.
Yeah.
Almost like when you go by one of those sprinklers that's coming out of somebody's well that's kind of eggy.
It's a little... Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, right?
Maybe you get out and you smell like a rotten egg.
Wow.
They didn't say that in the article.
I doubt it.
You got to hose off. What's that salt doing to all your skin, too? Seems like you get out and you beat all...
Exfoliating.
Cured.
Cured like a ham.
Put you on a spit.
Jerky. Yeah.
I don't know. I would love to try it. To me, that's...
Anyway, the name of this place, again, is Sacred Floats and Gems. And it's in Tampa. Like I said, the article did not give me an address for these people, but I'm sure you can look it up online, just like you can every other thing. It says, you'll defy gravity, detoxify, heal, rest, and most importantly, get away from the noise that was this past 2 weeks.
Yes, I agree with that. Absolutely.
I mean, is this something that would be dangerous to do a lot?
Oh, yeah. Well, I wouldn't think you would want to do it a lot. That I can see would have psychological.
It might just put you in a coma.
Impacts. Right.
Maybe a floating in a coma. What was that movie, Coma? Weren't those bodies just sort of floating? Weren't they animated in sort of midair?
They had them like on strings.
Yeah, something
like
weird.
Tethered or something.
Anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting. I'd like to talk to somebody who's done it.
Well, send me, and I'll let you know.
I will send you. We should do that.
I'll go for the show.
It's $50.
How's that?
We can
I'll
do
go
50
for
bucks.
The show.
Yeah. Hey, if you've done it, if you've done the sensory deprivation tank and you dug it, or even if you didn't dig it, give us a call, 727-498-0502. We'd like to hear what your experience was, good or bad.
Yes, definitely. We need to know.
I like that. Let's talk about sports, man.
Yeah. Sports, man.
Okay. So last night, the University of South Florida Bulls beat the crap out of Temple.
Really?
Here in town at Raymond James Stadium. The score of the game was 43-7.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of you may remember that Temple last season dashed USF's dreams of an AAC title with a 46-30 trampling. So this was a little payback.
Little payback. I like it.
Payback. Now, this is the sad thing about this game. Nationally televised game at Raymond James Stadium.
Yeah.
How many people do you think were in the stands?
Oh.
Stadium holds probably not 100,000, but probably at least 80.
100.
They had 7,000 people.
More than that. 24,000 people.
That's a good turnout.
No, it's not. Okay, when you watch Ohio State, 24,000 people. When you watch Michigan, 24,000 people. You know. I mean, this is...
Well, those are good teams.
Well, USF is a good team. You know,
yeah, well, they also don't play on a Thursday night.
Well, that's true, but what a treat that is. I mean, if you're a college kid and you go to the school, I would go. I would definitely go on a Thursday night to the game.
Yeah, maybe you had exams this morning.
You know, exams are happening.
You can fit homework? You can fit in a little football before an exam.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, and Saturdays are better.
And with only 24,000 people there, it won't be very loud, so you can get some studying in at the game.
Yeah.
Take your books, everybody.
24,000 people is still a lot of make a lot of noise.
We have been over to Tropicana Field, and this is sad, where the announcer said that we have a crowd of 7,000 people tonight.
Right.
And I'm looking around like, where are they?
Yeah.
In the bathroom?
Right.
Are they getting hot dogs? Because it doesn't look like 7,000 people to me.
They're not here.
Yeah. That's all. Florida is just not good for sports teams.
No.
If the Rays go away, I won't blame them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Oh, I hope they don't.
Oh, me too. I hope
they
don't.
I love the Rays. But we need to readjust some of our priorities.
I mean, think about it. Two seasons ago, they were not airing Bucks games because they couldn't get enough people to go.
Right.
Right.
And that was terrible.
And the NFL did away with that rule.
Right, because...
Now, whether you have a sellout or not...
You get to see the game.
You get to see it on TV.
Yeah, which I agree with. Because by not airing the games...
They lost so many followers.
Right. You know, I mean, at least the casual follower is still buying Bucks jerseys and supporting the team.
Right.
But if you can't watch the game, why am I going to go buy a jersey to wear on Sunday?
Yeah.
To watch...
Can't even watch it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of my Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they are in Minnesota this weekend to face the Vikings. This will be our second game of the season. Should be our third game.
Yes.
We're currently 1-0.
Yes.
Let's stretch that out to 2-0, fellas.
Good job, Bucks. Yeah. They looked great,
I thought. Look great, but they played the Bears. So.
The Bears.
Well, like, you act like that's... You know, doesn't count. Mm. Like preseason right. or something.
Let's see. Our Tampa Bay Rays are in Baltimore this weekend. They lost last night. They started the weekend series last night in Baltimore, and they lost 3-1. They play again tonight and throughout the weekend. And it doesn't really matter at this point. I mean, it's sad to say, but the last time I looked, they were like 14 and a half games back. And it's just no chance now at really anything.
Right, no redemption.
Yeah, but you still got to play out the rest of the season. So.
Yeah. Still got to keep trying.
Go Rays.
Hey,
our Tampa Bay Rowdies are in town this weekend.
Yes, they are.
Tomorrow night they'll be down at Al Lang Field to face the...
Cool in the Gang.
To face Cool in the Gang. Yeah. No, they're gonna face Ottawa Fury FC.
Yes.
And what's that FC stand for, Hannah?
Football
club.
Something.
Football City.
Football City. I like that one better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, I saw an article today. Remember a few shows ago? As a matter of fact, this is when Spike on the Mic joined us.
Yeah.
You can catch Spike on the Mic every Monday evening on Radio St. Pete from 7 to 8 p.m.
Yes.
It's a good little show, man.
Live comedy.
Yeah, live comedy. But anyway, remember when Spike was here on the show, we had that conversation about CTE.
Yes.
That the professional football players are, well, not even just professional football players.
Professional athletes.
Well, athletes in contact sports.
Right.
More often, though, it's the professional football players that are experiencing the CTE. I can't remember.
And boxers.
And boxers, yes, them too.
People that get dope slapped.
People that have been dope slapped.
And Ty wants to add bats to football.
Yeah.
Football bats would
be
awesome.
Well, it only makes sense. If they're going to beat each other's brains out, they might as well have weapons. So, anyway, remember Aaron Hernandez?
Yes.
Okay. Ty, do you remember Aaron Hernandez?
No, hey, but maybe that's the CTE.
Wasn't that the Miami?
No, Aaron Hernandez in college played for the Florida Gators, and then he went on from there to play with the New England Patriots, right? He's the one that did all the murdering.
Oh.
And he was in prison.
Right.
And then he committed suicide.
Right.
Well, apparently after doing tests on his brain, they determined that he, in fact, had CTE.
Yes. And they think that that played into his suicide.
And his murdering.
I don't know. Did they blame the murders on that?
Well,
or just
suicide is kind of violent. So if a CTE has anything to do with
it's a
violence.
Form of murder.
Right.
A little bit.
You're murdering yourself.
You know, besides the fact that you're, 27 years old and looking to spend the rest of your life in prison?
Yeah.
That wouldn't be a motivator?
I tell you honestly, I think his suicide was a actually a good business decision, which is sad to say.
What?
Well, because in Massachusetts, where he was convicted of these crimes, he appealed all of his convictions, right? Mm-hmm. But he committed suicide and died before the appeals process was carried through.
Right.
Okay. Because of that, that means he died an innocent man.
Right.
Now, if you die an innocent man and you have contracts with like the NFL
and life insurance
and
policies.
Life insurance policies, they have to pay up.
Right.
You know, so in a way, he was looking out for his family.
Yeah.
So
unfortunately.
That's that.
Yeah. That's
one last thing sports related. Hannah Claire.
Yes.
Who is Bobby the Brain Heenan?
Oh, I don't know.
You didn't watch enough with the Pizza Boy.
WWE.
Oh, no, I didn't pay attention.
He was a pro wrestler in his day, but then he was also a manager for a lot of these wrestlers. And he passed away, I think, last Sunday. He was 72. But, man, I'm not a wrestling fan, and I don't know anything about this guy. I've heard his name, obviously, because he was a big name in wrestling. He had, throat cancer that had to have his jaw removed.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, just horrible. Absolutely. That cancer sucks, man.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
What are you going
to do? Thanks, Zenberg, for the follow.
Who?
Zenberg, X-E-N. Oh, hold on. I lost it.
Berg.
Who's Zenberg?
Zenberg. Hold on.
Is it a new burger place?
No. A sentimental instrumentalist.
Oh, cool.
From Lee Valley, Pennsylvania.
Very nice. Well, Zenberg, if you're still listening, maybe we can get together sometime and you can call in for a phone-in interview, or you can send us some of your music. We'll play it on the show.
Yes.
How about that?
Fabulous.
I like it. Thank you so much for following us.
Thank you so much for following us.
Mm-hmm. So where are we time-wise?
We've got 4 minutes.
4 minutes. Okay. Let me throw something in here.
Uh-oh.
We've got the dog wrestling going on in here.
Yeah.
Tight quarters. It's very interesting. Whatever.
Oh, here's something sad. Speaking of deaths.
Oh, good.
Well, the world's oldest woman died. She was 117 years old.
Holy cow.
117 years old.
Wow.
Her name was Violet Brown. She died last Friday. She was born March 10th, 1900.
Wow.
My goodness.
Jesus. She saw a lot of change. Yeah.
I thought
this was
kind of interesting. It says her eldest of her six children died in April at the age of 97.
Oh,
when your kids are 97, it's time to go.
Yeah.
It's time
I've seen
to go.
Too much.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
117.
So now with her passing at 117, the next oldest woman is from Japan, and she was born August 4th, 1900. So she just turned 117.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
That's just unbelievable.
Violet Brown lived in Jamaica, man.
Ah.
Mm. She was actually 117 years old in 189 days.
Wow.
So that's old, man.
So 117 and a half.
Says that she said about living this long, this is what God has given me, so I have to take it, she said. I just have to take it.
What a life.
Yeah.
That's
what a life.
You know, I'm 50. I don't see me making it another 67 years.
A couple weeks.
Maybe.
What? Where are we?
2 minutes.
2 minutes. Okay, let's see who can hold their breath the longest.
The puppy dog.
Maybe the puppy can.
He's being a wiggler.
I got a little filler story here.
Oh, he looks tired, though. He looks like he needs a nap.
Here's something that I found kind of ridiculous. A mayoral candidate in Charlotte, North Carolina, listed being white as one of her qualifications.
Wow. Oh.
Charlotte, North Carolina. Go figure.
Wow.
Kimberly Page Barnett described herself as Republican and smart, white, and traditional.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. When GOP leaders got a word of her credentials, they have since distanced themselves from her.
Yeah,
more Nazis.
Barnett also pledged to crack down on demonstrations because they scare people.
Oh. She sounds like a witch with a capital B.
Yeah, can you imagine? One of my qualifications is that I am white.
I am white.
Nice. Yeah. Real classy.
It's like being Winnie the Pooh. Right. He's short, fat, and proud of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, vote for me, Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Well, we're coming up on the top of the hour.
We are coming up on the top of the hour, and we're going to play our song here. The song that I'm going to be playing is called Frankie and Albert, and it's by Taj Mahal.
Nice.
Taj Mahal.
Nice. Why am I playing that? Because Keb Mo and Taj Mahal are going to be at the Palladium September 26th.
Tuesday. Yes.
Tuesday.
Dude. Is it time? Can we do it?
Well, you do.
All right. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSafety.com. We're going to take a quick little break. And when we come back, we'll get into the rest of the show. See you in a bit.
Sweethearts, Lordy, how they could love, vowed to love one another, baby, neath the stars above, it was a man, and he was doing wrong. Frankie went down to the ballroom, get herself a bucket of beer, said to the lumbar teller, say, hey, my loving man, yeah, it was my man. Bartender say, Miss Frankie, honey, I can't tell you no lies. He left here about an hour ago with that hussy named Nellie Bly. It was your man. He was doing you wrong. Frankie, she cried, Lordy, what have I done? I done given her love to this man, he done took my love and run. It was my man, and he was doing me wrong. Alpha saw Frankie coming, he said, oh, Lord, baby, don't you shoot. Well, you know, I'll flip on that red kimono. The gun went Rudy Tootoo. She shot that man. Hey, 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 hey. Cause he was doing it wrong. Boo-hoo, 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 boo-hoo. Frankie said, baby, what have I done? You know, I shot the only man I love. The Colt 41, he was my man.
Hey, 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 hey.
And he was doing me wrong. Play it for a while. Chef, come clip the trail. I say, look at Frank, I'm gonna tell you to shot your man. I'm gonna put you in the kind of jail. Talking about that man.
Hey, 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 hey,
hey. He was doing it wrong. Frank, she laid in the
jailhouse. Now you know ain't no one to go up there, but you know Big Jim. Say, honey, I'm working on you, trying to get you out of that jail. Tell about your man, cause you're doing me wrong. Frankie and Elmer were sweethearts. Lordy, how they could love. Vowed to love one another underneath the stars above. Talking about that man. Hey, 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 hey. Cause he was doing it right.